大家圣诞快乐，新年快乐。
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all.
虽然我们没有一个人知道耶稣是哪一天降生。
Even though we cannot figure out what's the true birthday of Jesus.
但是耶稣的降生是一个事实。
But the fact that he was born is true.
甚至于主耶稣还没有降生的七百多年前。
Even before his birth, 700 some years before his birth.
耶稣降生的这件事情已经说出来了。
The very fact that he will be born was prophesied.
我们先读几段圣经。
Why don't we read some passages together?
这有一次，我们教会有一个年长的姊妹。
One time there was this elder sister in my church.
她说现在基督徒可以不用带圣经了。
She said, you know, I noticed how Christians don't carry Bible to church anymore.
因为我们的节目单上面圣经都有了。
Because you have put out all the verses needed for the day.
她就建议说这样对弟兄姊妹不好。
So she suggested by saying, you know, really that's not a good habit to form.
她说以后弟兄姊妹都不带圣经。
Because a Christian will be used to not to bring Bible to the church.
太方便了。
Because it's so convenient.
盼望我们还是虽然我们上面有这些圣经节
Therefore, even though the verses have been printed out for us here,
我们还是要带圣经。
I still want to encourage you to bring your Bible along.
好，我们看第一处圣经是在以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6 here.
我们一同来读。
Let's read it together.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。原来在这里说有一婴孩为我们而生。
Here says, for to us a child has born.
然后呢，他说有一子为我们要赐给我们。
And to us, a son is given.
一个是婴孩，一个是儿子。
Here you see a babe and a son.
儿子特别说到已经成长的。
When we use the term son, means a grown up.
那这一个婴孩他长大成熟的时候。
Once the child grows up and become mature.
在这里特别说到政权必担在他的肩上。
Here it says the government will be on his shoulders.
他的名称为奇妙
and he will be called wonderful
测试
counselor
全能的神
mighty God
永在的父
everlasting father
和平的君
and prince of peace
所以我们中文是说他名称为奇妙
and in Chinese says his name is wonderful
测试
counselor
但是在英文的里面特别说到Wonderful Counselor 是一个非常奇妙的测试
And talk about he will say he's going to be the wonderful counselor
我们把这个奇妙跟测试好像称作耶稣的名字
In the Chinese version it separates these two words as each as a noun
但事实上这个 wonderful 是一个形容词形容这个 counselor 这个测试到底是怎么样的一位
Actually it should be one noun counselor here The word wonderful should be just an adjective
是一个奇妙的测试
Describing what a wonderful counselor he will be
所以主耶稣降生在这个地上
So when Jesus was born
他要做君王
He was coming to be the king
所以当主耶稣降生的时候
So when he was born
世人在那里寻找
And the people in the world were looking for him.
特别是几个博士在那寻找说，那称要做犹太人的王在哪里？
Especially the three wise men from the east, they were looking for the one who's been born to be the king of Jews.
但是你发现，
And then you notice,
生在皇宫里。
Yet Jesus wasn't born in the palace.
他却是生在什么地方？
Where was he born?
马槽
In a manger.
世界上没有一个人生在马槽。
You probably cannot find anyone else who was born in a manger.
你能不能找到一个跟耶稣一样生在马槽里的
Can we find somebody who was born in a similar condition as Jesus? In a manger?
不是玛利亚跟约瑟特别要做一件特别的事情。
It's not that his parents tried to do something unique.
然后去找一个马槽。
So they purposely look for a place like a manger to give birth to their son.
乃是客店没有他们的地方。
It was all because there was no room in the inn.
只有那个马槽还有一点空位。
And the only room available was somewhere in the manger.
这一位万王之王，万主之主。
And this King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他却是生在马槽里。
Was born in a little place in a manger.
好，我们再读路加福音。
Let's read on.
第二章八到十四节。
Luke 2 verses 8 to 14.
说到当主耶稣降生的时候。
It describes the scene when Jesus was born.
在地上所发生这个伟大的事件。
When a great event occurred.
好，我们一起来念。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。在至高之处荣耀归于神。
He says, glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace to men on whom he favor rest.
当主耶稣降生的时候。
When Jesus was born.
天上发生大事。
And there was a great event in the heaven.
地上也发生大事。
And the same thing happened on earth.
因为天上的平安来到地上。
Because what happened was this heavenly peace came to the earth.
地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
That's why it says on earth, peace to them on whom his favor rests.
我们今天是不是神所喜悦的人？
Are we people who have the favor of the Lord?
平安今天要归给我们每一位。
Then the heavenly peace will become will come upon us.
昨天晚上弟兄姊妹在唱平安夜。
Last night I heard brothers and sisters sing Silent Night.
我就讲到一个故事。
And I share a story with them.
那个故事是发生在非洲。
And something that happened in Africa.
在那个地区是一个一直有战争的地方。
And that's an area that constantly have battles going on.
有一个十二岁的小女孩。
And there was this 12-year-old girl.
看见整个她所住的那个村庄整个都是废墟。
She saw how her entire village was destroyed.
因为前几天这个军队才刚刚扫过。
Because some army just invaded into her village a few days ago.
一些可以当兵的小这个男孩子全部都被抓走了。
All the young men and even older boys have been captivated.
结果这些年老的跟这些小孩子都留在那里。
And only old people and kids remain in the village.
特别是在那个圣诞节的前几天。
And it happened just before Christmas.
这个小女孩就想到过去。
And this little girl recalled in the past.
每一年都有礼物。
How they always got a present.
她说有新的衣服穿。
Like something new, like new clothes.
就像我记得从前我们只有过年才可以买到新衣服。
Just when I was little, you only get new clothes at around Chinese New Year.
只有在过年的时候才可以知道鸡肉
and I could only have chicken around New Year's Eve.
所以那个时候真是很盼望说这一天的来到。
So we always look forward to the day to come.
但是这个小女孩看见这个情形的时候。
But when she looked around in her village,
她就非常的悲惨。
She was very saddened.
她就觉得说可能今年不像过去那样欢乐。
She figured out this year won't be as joyful as before.
我相信大家都知道，在战争的环境的里面。
Especially when you are in the time of war.
根本没有什么太大的盼望。
You can't really hope much.
所以她后来这个小女孩跟她的姐姐也被抓去了。
And later on, she and her older sister were taken captive too.
就在圣诞节，也就是今天24号晚上的前三天。
3 days before Christmas Eve,
他们就从那个集中营里面逃出来。
And they were able to escape from the camp.
只有他们几个小女孩回到他们原来的地方。
And they returned to their home.
一到那个地方，只有眼泪。
And when they went back to the village, they could do nothing but cry.
因为什么都没有盼望的。
Because they had no hope.
但是这个小女孩就想到她的母亲，她的祖母。
And this little girl remembered her grandmom.
她的祖母就跟她讲。
Because she told them before.
她说无论地上发生什么事情。
It doesn't matter what happened in your life.
她说耶稣的爱永远不改变。
The love of Jesus will never change.
耶稣曾经为你们降生在这里。
Jesus was born for us.
所以当她想到这一切的时候感触更深。
So when she recalled what grandma told them, she had even harder feeling.
他们几个人 在那里在观看整个废墟的时候。
So she and her sister look around in the destroyed village.
他们只有流眼泪。
They could do nothing but shed tears.
最后有一天快要傍晚的时候。
And then in the following days, close to the evening.
他们就听见有一些汽车的声音。
They heard some noise of cars.
他们真的是很稀奇。
They were really amazed.
他说在这个时候怎么会有车子过来。
They said, how come there are cars coming?
所以他们就本来因为他们一听见什么声音他们都很害怕。
Because they are usually frightened at any noise.
所以他们就找一个地方停这个就藏起来。
So they had this hiding place.
当这个汽车过来的时候。
So when these cars approached them.
他们就看见不是军人。
And they noticed how it were not filled by soldiers.
是一些旅客。
But some tourists.
这些旅客呢是从前他们曾经来过这个地方。
These tourists visited their village before.
他们只不过是要来看一看他们过去的情形。
They just coming by to take a look at the village's condition.
所以当他们看见不是军队的时候他们就一个一个出来。
And because it was not soldiers in the car, so these girls came out of their hiding place.
这些旅客呢一看见这个小女孩的时候。
And these travelers saw these little children.
一句话没说。
They didn't say a word.
他们也是流眼泪。
But shed tears with them.
在这样一个光景的当中,
and in a condition like that,
怎么过圣诞节?
How do you celebrate?
但是呢,
but
那天晚上发生一件事,
something happened that night.
她的姐姐,
her,
就是这个小女孩的姐姐,
this girl's older sister,
那个时候已经怀孕了,
was pregnant at the time.
她们也不知道怎么办。
And they didn't know what to do with her. Because she was about to be due. So in their gathering that evening,
这个旅客哈，他们就堆了一堆火在那里烧啊。
And these tourists started a campfire together.
所以他们就围绕在那个火这个火把的当中。
So they all sat around the campfire.
所以当他们正在那里这个取暖的时候。
Well, they're just trying to get some warmth out of the fire.
这个她的姐姐就开始叫了。
Her older sister started the labor pain.
所以每一个人都因为当中也没有一个妇产科的医生。
But because there was no medical doctor in their midst.
那我相信大家都知道，像从前这个比较。这个落后的地方根本没有什么妇产科的。
And there's no special doctor available in an area like that, which is behind development.
所以他们就记得说，他们从前他的这个长辈怎么接生，他们就照着这样做了。
So they try to help her to give birth according to what they know.
就那一天就生了一个小男孩。
So a little boy was born that day.
那个时候真是本来是非常忧伤的。
Originally, everybody was very sad about the condition they were in.
当他们看见一个小男孩出生。
But the moment when they saw the birth of a new life,
眼泪这个悲痛的心整个变成欢乐了。
And joy came into their heart.
他说那个时候，在他们的感觉的里面。是神借着这个小男孩来安慰他们的心。
And they felt God used the birth of this boy comforted their heart.
他们看见这个小男孩。
And they saw this little boy.
他们不是只看见一个小男孩。
They don't just see a boy.
他们是看见曾经有一天这一位神的儿子。
But they saw the very fact that one day prior to their birth was a son of God.
耶稣曾经为我们降生在这个地上。
Jesus was born on earth for our sake.
所以就在那天晚上。
Therefore, that very evening,
他们唱平安夜。
They sang a song, Silent Night.
当我想到这些的时候，心里面实在是受感动。
I was greatly moved thinking about the condition there.
主耶稣曾经为着我们的缘故。
How Jesus, for our sake,
他降生在这个地上。
Was born on earth.
改变了人的命运。
And that changed the fate entirely for the mankind.
改变了你和我自己的生命。
And changed the life you have and I have.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
这一位神的儿子。
And this Son of God.
他来到地上。
He came into the world.
是把平安带进来。
To bring peace to us.
平安归给地上他所喜悦的人。
That's why it says, on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests.
所以那一天晚上
That night,
所有人真是欢喜快乐。
And all the people rejoice.
外面真的什么都没有。
Yes, outwardly you could say they had nothing.
没有很好的食物。
There was no good food available.
也没有好的衣服穿。
Neither good clothing available.
也没有什么礼物可以接受。
No presents you can give.
但是他们接受一位天上的主。
But they were able to receive the greatest gift from heaven.
像刚刚我们弟兄所讲的。
Like what our brother shared earlier.
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
住在我们的里面。
Now dwells in our humble heart.
是神最伟大的礼物。
And that is the greatest gift ever.
所以他说因有一有一婴孩为我们而生。
That's why it's said here, a child is born unto us.
有一只要赐给我们。
And to us a son is given.
这就是神最伟大的礼物。
And this is the greatest present ever from God.
外面的礼物有一天都会过去。
All the presents we receive will pass away.
但是这个礼物是永远不改变的。
But this is a gift that will never change.
不管你在什么样的环境，什么样的遭遇。
And no matter in what condition,We are in.
耶稣基督永远是新鲜的。
Jesus is always fresh.
我们为着这一个，我们要献上感谢。
We need to give him praise and thanks for this.
我们在读第约翰福音第三章。
Let's read on John 3 verses 14 to 16.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。我们最后读使徒行传四章十二节。
Lastly, Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。加上要我在这传福音，我想问一下，今天有没有还没有信耶稣的人？
And Timothy asked me to preach gospel here, but I just want to find out first who are, not a Christian yet here. 没有。
我们要问另外一种问题，说已经信耶稣的请举手。
All right, those who have believed in the Lord, please raise your hand.
要有把握。好，感谢主。改变一点方式哈。
So I will change my sermon a little bit.
有一婴孩
a child
当我思想这个的时候
when I meditate upon this
我就想到耶稣的一生
I thought about the life of Jesus
这位伟大的神
this great God
我们刚刚唱伟大的神
like we said earlier how great thou art
真的如果你知道这个宇宙的伟大
If you truly know the greatness of the entire universe,
如果你知道这个星和星，或者说这些太阳、星星、月亮、地球整个的距离，你就知道这个宇宙实在是太伟大。
And if you have some idea about the facts in the galaxy between sun and the moon and the earth, then you will know the greatness of this universe.
没有一个人能够测算。这个宇宙的伟大。
And no one can ever fully measure the greatness of the universe.
你就可以想到在整个宇宙万有的背后这位神更是伟大。
But then from there we know someone behind the creation of this great universe must be greater.
但是这位伟大的神
And this God of greatness
有一天却是生在一个小婴孩的成为一个婴孩。
Was one day born in the form of a human boy.
哎，我觉得这个实在太伟大。
And I thought that's something marvelous.
有一次我看见一个个子真是比我 比我高又大的一个黑人。
And one day he ran to a black guy who was even taller than I am.
这个他去装那个铁门。
And he was installing this iron gate.
他因为是我们邻居的那个铁门，我一看到个子好高啊。
And he was taller than the gate. It's in our neighborhood.
我就说 ，Oh, you are so tall.
So I said, you are so tall.
然后他说 ，Yes.
And he said, yes.
我就问他说，what's the? 我说这个 being tall 有什么不好？
I said, what's wrong being tall? Any bad points?
我就问他说，你个子这么高哈，有没有不方便的地方？
Is there any inconvenience you experience just because you're tall?
然后他说高呢很好，可以取很多高的地方的东西。
So tall, he said, well, it's good to be tall because you can reach something high up.
他说不好就是，他说现在所盖的这个房子都太矮了。
He's the only problem is that most of the ceilings are so low.
我就想到有一次，我去一个，我到南部，到屏东去。
One time I made a trip in a city in the southern part of Taiwan called 屏东。
我印象非常的深。
I remember vividly.
因为他给我睡的那个床。
Because the bed I was in.
是很短。
Was a very tiny bed.
而且是那个木，这个是那个竹子编的那种木。
It's
那种床。
It's made of bamboos.
哇，那天晚上真的是很难睡。
I had the hardest time falling asleep.
特别是那个时候又是冬天。
Especially was in the winter.
这个脚长哦。
Because I'm tall, so my feet are beyond the bed size. And I couldn't even cover my full body with the blanket. and because it's made of bamboo, so when you turn and toss, it makes sounds like music. And then from that experience, I thought about what Jesus must have felt. He was such a great God.
Human body.
But he had to live in such a confinement in the body form of human being. And that is the greatness of Jesus. Because he has this immense power.
但是呢，被限制在一个人的身体的里面。
But he was limited in the size of a body of human being.
33年半不容易。
For 33 and a half years, that wasn't easy.
如果今天天天把你关在一个非常小的地方。
Imagine if we are kept in a small place every day for life.
你只要一站起来就碰到头。
And you try to stand up, you will bump to something.
你要转身的时候就碰到左边右边。
And whenever you try to turn, you will run into things.
主耶稣来到地上就是这样。
And that's like what Jesus had experienced.
他是没有犯过罪的。
He was without sin.
你知道那个罪在神，这位圣洁的神面前。
You know, sin in the presence of God
是非常的污秽啊。
Is something extremely filthy.
我不知道你有没有经历过那个非常脏的地方。
I don't know, have you gone to any place that's extremely filthy?
有一个当兵的一个朋友。
And I have this friend who was serving in the army.
就他有一次，因为是夜间，我们就是从一个地方要到另外一个地方去。
And one night we were traveling at night.
这个特别是晚上，如果是稍微有一点月光的时候。
And in the moonlight.
哦，你就看见。特别是那个水的地方都是很平的地方。
And you know, when you look at the things in front of you, especially where there's a water puddle, they all look very smooth and flat.
哦，你就觉得说，哇，这个地方很安全。
And you will feel that, oh, it's pretty safe here.
就没想到。
To our great surprise.
我相信大家，如果是你曾经在那个在屏东的时候。
If you ever visit that little place called 屏东。
有一些那个田啊，他们有一块地方，特别就是放废水的地方。
And in the farm field, a lot of places they have a pit just to fill those dirty water, waste water.
事实上是肥料。
Actually, fertilizer.
就是说家里这些那个厕所的那个全部都倒在那里。
And all the waste from your household in your restroom will be dumped in that pit.
哎，我们有一个同志。
So a friend of ours,
他穿一个西装,
he was in his suit.
这个要经过那个地方，这个他掉进去。
Passing by the pit, and unfortunately, he fell into it.
你从那个上楼，从那个你掉下去的时候，我们要帮他拉上来。
Because he fell into the pit, so we had to pull him up.
不要说他，我们自己去帮的人全部也臭，这个一身臭。
Not only he smelled terribly, those who helped him also smelled bad.
好几天那个味道感觉还在那里。
It took several days for us to get rid of the odor.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果你真的想到耶稣来到地上。
If you think about when Jesus was born.
你我身上那个罪就是臭物啊。
And the sin on you and me are like the filthy odor.
主耶稣就是活在这些满了臭味的一个。
So Jesus was like living in the filthy environment, surrounded by filthy people like us.
33年半，主耶稣忍受这一切。
He endured it all in 33 and a half years.
所以主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候。
And when he was crucified on the cross.
所有那个罪恶担在他的肩头上。
And he carried the sin of the entire world.
所以这位荣耀的神却是弃绝他的儿子耶稣基督。
And the glorious God had to abandon his beloved son Jesus.
因为耶稣基督背负了你的罪，我的罪。
Because at that moment, Jesus carried the sin of the whole world.
感谢赞美主，耶稣说成了。
We are so thankful because Jesus said it is done.
成了就是把所有人类的罪都已经废除了。
When he said it is done, means he has done away with the sin of the world.
耶稣在十字架上所流的宝血
because the blood he shed on the cross
能够赦免我们一切的罪
can pardon all of our sins
能够洗净我们一切的污秽
and can wash us clean.
哎，我想到这些，我真的是里面满了感谢。
And whenever I thought about this, my heart would be filled with thankfulness.
我今天可以坦然来到神的面前。
For I know now I can come to God without fear.
甚至罪的意念都可以从我们身上除掉。
And I can even cast out all those sinful thoughts that come into my mind.
我们可以凭着胸我们来到神的面前说
Boldly.
主你真伟大。
I can come to God and say, Oh, what a wonderful Lord you are.
主你的宝血是那样的有功效。
And your blood is always working and effective.
Oh, 这一切都是因为这一位耶稣他甘心做出一个婴孩。
I can do that. It's all because Jesus was willing to be born as a babe.
这一句话以赛亚书第九章第六节。
And Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 tells us.
是主耶稣降生之前的七百多年前写的。
Actually, this is a verse prophesied about 700 some years before his birth.
哎，我想到这些呢，我觉得更伟大。
And then thinking about that made me amazed more.
今天没有一个人知道他的明天。
Nobody knows about tomorrow.
当然，今天如果是你怀孕。
Of course, if you're pregnant today.
我不知道几个月之后，三个月还是四个月之后，你可以 ultrasound 你可以测出说这个是男，这个是女的。
And about 3 months into the pregnancy, ultrasound can tell you whether you have a baby boy or girl.
Oh, 父母亲真的是带着盼望。
And with great expectation.
我相信在座有很多做父母亲的。
And I believe many of us are parents.
可能你今天还很年轻啊。
Or maybe you're still young.
哎，我以后我的家庭要怎样
？But you will have a picture for your future.
甚至于你觉得说，你当你有这个孩子的时候，你要怎么样照顾
？Or if I have a child, I will do this and do that.
或者说，你盼望你的孩子将来要怎么样
？Or you have a plan for your children.
甚至于当时写这个以赛亚写这句话的时候
，When Prophet Isaiah wrote this verse,
他根本不知道他所写的是什么。
He really had no idea what he was writing.
圣灵启示在他的心中。
It was all inspired by the Holy Spirit.
他就在信心的里面写了这些话。
Therefore, by faith, he wrote it down.
如果是说明年会发生我们所今天所盼望的也还好。
And it would be better if it's something going to happen next year.
我们今天最多活在地上，有的人可以活到100岁。
And I guess the longest life we can have nowadays is maybe 100 years old.
今天我那天听到这个一个消息说
I heard this news a few days ago.
有一个115岁的一个黑人妇女过世了。
And a black woman who just passed away at the age of 115.
说她是这个今天人类最长寿的一个。
That's considered one of the longest lived person in our generation.
现在下面一个就是115岁的。
And the next one in line will be 115.
因为人今天活在地上最多的年日就是这样。
So that's pretty much the longest lifespan we can have in our generation.
很多人没有办法超过100岁。
And most of us cannot live beyond 100 years.
哎呀，你不要说100岁，50岁都有，我都很难。
Sometimes it's even questionable for beyond 50.
最近我从前有一个同工在我们中间，他过世了。
And recently a co-worker of mine passed away.
他59岁。
He was only at 59.
这个去年我们还在一起。
And we were together last year.
还在那里说说笑笑。
We were still chatting and having a lot of fun together.
这个医生发现在他这个头脑上有脑瘤。
And later on, doctor discovered there was a brain tumor in his head.
虽然呢，经过这个开刀、化疗、电疗什么都做了。
They went through all kinds of treatment and surgery.
最多只有四个月。
And his life expectancy was 4 months only.
我今天也是五十几岁。
And I'm in my fifties.
真是让我想到生命实在是何等的短。
And I have to say, life is just short.
可能今天我们在这里能够一同敬拜神。
Maybe today we're able to worship God together.
可能明年有人会先走。
But someone may not be in our midst next year.
可能十年之后有人会不在了。
And 10 years from now, even less.
我们没有一个人知道明天将如何。
Because we don't know what tomorrow will bring to us.
在主耶稣降生这件事情。
But regarding the birth of Jesus,
700多年前
it was prophesied.
就已经预言了。
Even 700 some years before,
婴孩要为我们而生。
Here says a child will be born unto us.
就说到他的整个来到地上的使命。
And talk about the mission of this child.
他的政权要担在他的肩上。
And his government will be upon his shoulders.
他的名要称为奇妙的策士。
And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor.
和平的君王。
And the Prince of Peace.
全能的神。
Mighty God.
永在的父亲。
And everlasting Father.
这就是说到主耶稣来到地上所要完成的旨意。
And these are the missions that Jesus will accomplish when he comes.
我们没有一个人知道我的孩子将来要做什么。
And none of us will know for sure what my child will turn to become.
我记得有我这个我阿姨一个非这个小男孩。
And my auntie has this little boy.
他那个时候好像只有四五岁。
He was only about 4 or 5 years old at the time.
我就问他说你将来要做什么。
So I asked him, so what are you going to be when you grow up?
他说我要做总统。
He said, I will become the president.
因为他心里面就想说做总可能连总统是什么他都不知道。
I think he doesn't have the faintest idea what president was about.
今天很多人对自己的孩子都有很大的盼望。
And a lot of times we have great expectation for our children.
但是你的盼望不一定会实现。
But unfortunately, a lot of times our expectation will not be realized.
我就想到有一个故事。
A story came to my mind.
父母亲都是很聪明的。
Parents are really smart people.
当然他们孩子也很聪明。
Of course, their children are smart.
但是他的父母亲对他儿子那个期望真的是很大。
And therefore, they have great expectation for their kids.
甚至于今天很多的父母亲自己达不到的他盼望他的儿子们达到。
And sometimes we have higher expectation for our kids than we will have for ourselves.
所以他就培养这个孩子要做医生。
So they try to raise him upright so that he will become a doctor one day.
但是这个孩子实在不喜欢做医生。
But this child doesn't want to be a doctor.
他喜欢画画。
He likes art.
因为他一画画画的真的是好。
And he does a great job.
但是呢他实在是一个乖孩子。
But he was an obedient child as well.
所以他就真的用功读书。
So he studied hard.
把这个医学院读完。
And finished the medical school.
甚至于把这个医生的这个执照都考上。
And he passed exam and got a doctor's license.
然后他拿到这个执照之后就来到他父母亲那里。
And once he got the license, he came to his parents.
他说爸爸妈妈。
He said, parents, daddy, mommy.
我已经照着你们的心愿。
According to your wish.
我把医生的执照都已经考上。
I have passed the exam to become a doctor.
这是我的执照请你们接受。
Here is my license, please.Receive it.
我现在开始我去做我的画画。
Now I can start my life as an artist.
他说你们的心愿我已经做成。
I have fulfilled your wish.
我今天要开始我自己的生活。
Now I need to live a life for myself.
今天没有一个人知道你将来会怎么样。
And nobody sitting here know what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们只能够 wish.
We can always have wish.
你很多的 wish 不一定能够成全。
Unfortunately, a lot of wishes may not come true.
但是耶稣基督在700多年以前。
But even 700 some years before his birth.
他要生在什么地方。
He knew where he would be born.
他要活 这个长在什么地方
and where he will grow up
他要完成什么旨意
and the mission he would have to accomplish
都已经清清楚楚
it was clearly written in the Bible
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters
我们真的很感谢主
we're so thankful to the Lord
如果主让我知道我明天会怎么样
if the Lord let me know what's going to happen to me tomorrow
哇有很多我真的是不想过
and I think a lot of time I have trouble passing through even tonight
我相信在我们的中间可能经历过被人家误会
and for example you and I must have been misunderstood by others
甚至那个最痛苦的就是你有理但是你没有办法没有地方 去说理
and especially when you are right but there's no place or people will listen to your explanation
你有理人家不理你的理
and people won't listen to your reasoning
那个时候实在是很痛苦
and that's really tough
如果是我知道我要过这样的生活我 真的不想过
if I knew beforehand that's the kind of life I will have I probably won't want to go on.
但是主耶稣一生的道路都已经清清
楚楚。But for Jesus, his entire life was laid out before him clearly.
而且主耶稣是欢欢喜喜的面对每一件每一个环境和道路。
But not only he did not shy away, he also actually faced it with great joy.
啊，我记得最最最难受的事情。
And to me, the worst part is.
就是我的小孩子刚刚这个。开始在这读书一段时间。
And when my kids came here to study for a period of time,
我就告诉他们说你要这样要那样。
And I advised them to do this, to do that.
他就回我一句话。
And they gave me this feedback.
他说 Daddy, this is America, this is not Taiwan.
他说爸爸这里是美国不是台湾。
我是心里面真是很受不住、啊。
Oh, I was really upset.
是我把你带到美国。
It's I who brought you to this country.
你来美国只有几天。
And you have only come here for a few days.
所以你就说 this is not Taiwan, this is America.
And you're trying to teach me what's right here.
真是很难受。
And it was hard to bear.
有时候我们在地上就是这样。
And that's the life we have on earth.
你想想看这些门徒啊。
Imagine those disciples.
围绕在耶稣的周围。
They kept company with Jesus.
甚至对主耶稣有很多的意见。
And they have all kinds of opinions and comments about their Lord.
哎呀，主耶稣是全能万能的主啊。
Imagine Jesus being the Almighty Lord.
而且他是一个全知的神。
And all-knowing God.
什么事情主耶稣不知道？
And there's nothing Jesus didn't know.
还要彼得说，万不可如此，这事必不临到你。
But he even has to listen to the advice from Peter says, don't let that happen, that should never come upon you.
哎呀，如果是你是主耶稣了。
If you and I were the Lord.
就是那个时候，真的是可以感受到主耶稣那个光景。
And he could feel what he must have felt.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
有一婴孩为我们而生。
A child was born unto us.
有一子要赐给我们。
And a son was given unto us.
说到他要在我们每一个人身上他要成全的事。
And he talked about the things he will accomplish on each one of us.
我们感谢赞美主。
We give thanks and praise to the Lord.
今天主耶稣是我们最奇妙的测试。
For he indeed is the most wonderful counselor for us.
他把我们所有的责任全部都担在他的肩上。
And he took over all our responsibility.
他是全能的父亲。
He is the everlasting father.
他是那个和平的君王。
He is the prince of peace.
真的是能够把平安带到地上。
He indeed is able to bring peace onto earth.
他能够把一切我们所需要的都供应给我们。
And he can provide everything you and I need.
就是最小的要求
Even the smallest need or request
主耶稣都能够供应
Jesus can provide
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有听见这个小故事
I don't know have you heard of this story before
我今天都是讲这个非洲
And I share with you another story in Africa
有一个小女孩在非洲
There was this little girl in Africa
这个她有一次她就听见她的父母亲不知道是她妈妈讲说他说耶稣是真是听祷告的声音。
And she heard the comment her mom made that Jesus really is the God who listens to prayer.
他说你只要祷告，主耶稣一定垂听。
She said, as long as you pray, Jesus will listen.
他就把这些话接受进来。
And she took these comments to her heart.
这个他有一次在那个不知道是在电视上还是怎么样。
And one time she saw something on the TV.
他就看见有一个女孩，她有一个小娃娃。
She saw this little girl on the screen holding this little doll.
哇，她看见那个小娃娃，心里面就被吸住了。
And she loved the little doll held in her hand.
然后她就开始祷告。
So she started to pray.
主耶稣啊。
She said, Lord Jesus.
我妈妈说你真的是会听祷告。
My mom said that you always listen to prayer.
我真的相信你会听我的祷告。
So I believe you will listen to my prayer.
她说我现在求你一件事。
Therefore, I have this request now.
她说那个娃娃她那个小女孩的娃娃我也很想要。
I like the doll that's being held in the hand of that little girl on the screen.
你能不能给我？
Can you give me the same doll?
他就是单单纯纯说主我要那个。
And with a simple heart, she made the request.
他每一天就在主面前祷告。
And she did the same prayer request every day.
但是你奇妙的事情发生。
And an interesting thing happened.
当他在那祷告的时候，他里面的那个祷告就改变了。
As she goes on pray like that, her prayer started to change.
很多人都有这样的一个经历。
And I think that's something we all have experienced.
好像当你祷告本来是一直祈求祈求到一个地步，里面有一个把握了。
And then when you pray and pray to the point, suddenly you feel this assurance in your heart.
然后他的祷告就开始说，主耶稣，谢谢你，你一定会把这个洋娃娃给我。
So the content of prayer started to change. Says, Lord, thank you because I feel this assurance. So I thank you for giving me this doll.
这个，我稍微讲错了。这个他是一个孤儿，对不起。这个小女孩是一个孤儿。
Okay, we need to make some correction about the story.The little girl was an orphan.
就是那个保姆在那就是跟她讲说你这个祷告主耶稣会垂听。
Is there hearing from her mom making the comment was from like a nanny, she heard the comment.
所以当她开始祷告说主耶稣谢谢你要把这个洋娃娃给我的时候。
So when she started giving thanks to the Lord for giving her the doll.
外面的环境根本没有这样一个迹象。
And it doesn't look like she's going to get it outwardly.
而且你根本不可能说会有人把洋娃娃给她的。
And it's not likely someone will come to her and give her a present like that.
但是很奇妙的。
But marvelously,
真的是这个毫无相关的一个情形。
In a very irrelevant condition,
在美国就有一个太太。
There was this lady in this country, in the United States.
怎么知道这个孤儿院的情形。
I don't know how she found out the condition of the orphanage.
主就感动她说你要寄一些东西到那里去。
God just touched her heart and said, you need to send some presents to that orphanage.
她说主就感动她说在那个这个那个孤儿院里面有一个十几岁的孩子
and,
很想要这个洋娃娃。
And God just revealed to her there was a little girl in the orphanage desire to have a doll, baby doll like that.
她就照着主里面的感动。
So according to the urge of the Lord in her heart, she did that.
甚至于上面就写说十二岁的小女孩。
She even designated this is a doll for a 12-year-old girl.
而且就是说在一个时间
And in the same period of time,
这个东西就正好寄到那个孤儿院里
And the present just arrived in the orphanage in time.
当这个上面有写说这个是为着十二岁的小女孩
When there's a card, a label says this is for a 12-year-old girl.
在那个当中就是正好她是十二岁的
And this little girl was the only 12-year-old girl in the orphanage.
所以就知道说这个礼物是给她的
So they gave her the present.
所以当他一得到的时候他只有一件事就是感谢赞美主
The only thing she did immediately after is give praise to God
他说你真的知道我的需要
She said you indeed know my need
因为他没有把他的需要告诉任何人
Because she did not share this prayer with anybody else
哦，主耶稣是奇妙的测试
And the Lord is a wonderful counselor
他是全能的神
He's almighty God
他是永远的父亲
He's the everlasting father
每一次一讲到父亲就是他一切是供应者
When you talk about father the word father means he's the provider of all
我们感谢赞美主
So we give praise to the Lord
这一个婴孩
This baby
有一天成为一个救主
has grown into a savior for us
当耶稣来到地上的时候
So when Jesus came into the world
天上充满了荣耀
And there was the heaven was filled with glory
And
then peace was filled the earth.
而主耶稣一生的道路都是为着完成他的旨意。
And all the things Jesus did in his life was to accomplish the mission.
主耶稣来到地上就是为着世界上的人而死。
Jesus has come into the world to die for the people in this world.
而主耶稣的死不是普通的死。
Therefore, his death was not just an ordinary death.
必须是十字架的死。
It has to be a death on the cross.
你有没有发现在历史的里面
In the history,
在耶稣钉十字架之前没有十字架的刑罚。
prior to the crucifixion of Jesus, there was no such a punishment called crucifixion.
主耶稣之后呢，也没有十字架的刑罚。
And neither was this kind of punishment prolonged after Jesus' death.
因为他们发现这个刑罚实在是太残酷。
Because people at that time realized that's such a cruel way to kill people.
所以就把这个死刑的方式除掉了。
Therefore, they abolished this type of punishment.
你有没有发现，就是在主耶稣那段时间有这个事情？
Therefore, this type of punishment was only available at the time of Jesus. Who could have made that kind of arrangement? Jesus is our Savior. He knew clearly how he would be dead, how he would die on the cross. And even the manner of death was predetermined. He is indeed our Savior. Willingly, He has come to be our Savior. Dear brothers and sisters, today, we may not know exactly when He was born, but one thing we know for sure is that Jesus was born for us. He came to the world to die for us. He has come to change our life. He has come to change the life of mankind. And the salvation, even till today, is still being proclaimed.
你有没有发现一件事情你做久了都会厌的？
You know, you get bored when you're doing the same thing over and over again.
但是耶稣基督这一班神所救赎的人，
Yet the people that redeemed by Jesus,
我们真的是唱不厌。
We're never tired of singing about him.
我们也不会觉得说，哎，我聚会已经聚太多了。
Oh, we never felt, oh, you know, I have gone to too many church meetings.
哎，我这个，我可以不用聚会了，我已经够了。
I think I have met enough in my lifetime. I can stop now.
但是里面确实有一个吸引。
For some reason, there's this wonderful attraction.
每一次来到聚会的中间。
And every time this attraction brings us to the meeting.
我们所唱的诗歌都是称颂耶稣基督。
And we sing praises to Jesus.
我们所传的福音永远是老旧的福音。
And we always preach the same old good news.
我们所仰望的十字架仍然是古老的十字架。
And the cross we look up to is still that old rugged cross.
虽然好像是老旧的。
It seems to be old.
但是在我们的里面却永远是常新的。
But it's always fresh to us.
耶稣基督在我们的里面永远是新鲜的。
Jesus is always alive and fresh in our hearts.
永远不会觉得说，哇，聚太多了。
We will never one day feel that, you know, I had enough.
啊，我已经烦了，我已经厌了。
I'm bored.
我们常常觉得说生活真的是厌烦。
A lot of times we're tired of living.
但是如果你真的活在主的面前。
But if we truly live in the presence of the Lord.
你越靠近他，你越新鲜。
The more you come close to him, the more strength you gain.
你越聚会，你遇见他，你里面越喜乐。
The more meetings we go to, the more chance we run into him.
今天我们称耶稣基督为我们的救主。
We call Jesus our Savior.
永远不会说厌的。
And this is a statement we'll never get tired of saying.
我记得有一个我在神学一个老师。
I remember this teacher when I was studying in seminary.
每一次他的祷告。
And every time when he prayed.
他不是说主耶稣。
He doesn't say Lord Jesus.
他就说救主。
He would say, Oh Savior.
我真的是学不出他那个味道。
I just can't copy how he acts.
真的他一讲说救主的时候。
But whenever he said, Oh, Savior.
在他里面那个救主是活的。
I could sense the Savior was living in his heart.
我们今天很多人称呼主啊。
Many times we may call, Oh, Lord.
里面没有感受啊。
But we don't truly feel that he being the Lord.
好像主耶稣不是那么真实，只不过是一个名字。
It's like we're just making a statement. He wasn't that real.
但是这个老师他一讲到救主的时候。
But this teacher of mine, whenever he said, Oh, Savior,
你就感受到救主就在这里。
You can sense right away the Savior was with us.
耶稣的救恩仍然在这里。
It's like his salvation is still with us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们的主耶稣永远不会叫我们厌烦。
And our Jesus will never be someone we get tired of.
甚至有时候我们在 苦难的环境。
Even in the very difficult situation.
在许多好像无助无望的情况。
When we feel hopeless and helpless.
我们在那呼喊耶稣基督的。
We call the name of Jesus.
但是每一次呼喊。
But every time we do that.
里面不会觉得厌烦。
You don't feel tired.
就像我们诗歌所说的。
Just like what song has said.
收听着你的名，我日念千念不厌。
And your name is something I can call upon 1,000 times and never feel tired.
有时候自己个人还不太够。
And then sometimes you feel it's just not enough to call on the Lord's name by myself.
我最喜乐的一个地方是什么？
And what's my favorite place?
就是参加那个非常大的聚会。
Was to attend a big congregation.
当大家在那呼喊耶稣基督的名的时候。
When many Christians call out to the name of the Lord.
特别是 How great thou art.
Especially we pray something like, How great you are.
主耶稣你真伟大的时候。
Oh, what a great Lord you are.
那个时候万国万民都在那呼喊耶稣基督的。
And you feel like nations or people are calling on to the name of the Lord.
我们里面真的是震动。
And you feel you're greatly shaken inside.
耶稣实在是太伟大了。
Because he is indeed great.
耶稣是救主。
He is our Savior.
他为我们所完成的奇妙的恩典叫做救恩。
And the salvation he has accomplished for us is marvelous.
今天这个救恩仍然在那传扬。
And the salvation is still being preached about.
这个救恩仍然是那样的有功效。
It's still working and effective.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我要讲一个故事。
And I want to share another story.
这个故事呢 是一个真实的故事。
It's a true story.
而且真的是震撼我的心。
And it really moved my heart greatly.
一个宣教士。
It was this missionary.
他在那传福音的时候。
While he or she.
She.
While she is preaching the gospel.
当他就是他在那，他就散发福音单张。
She was passing out gospel tracts.
所以有的人拒绝，有的人接受。
Some people took, some people rejected.
就有一天他被警察抓去了。
And one day he was taken by the policeman.
然后呢，他就被关在这个监狱的里面。
And she was kept in jail.
他就在主面前祷告。
And she prayed while she was in prison.
他就唱说：“凡事灵我都有美意。
”She sang a song that she sang a song saying, "Everything that come upon me has your good and perfect will."
你让我来到这里，一定有你自己的美意。
You must have a good reason why I'm here.
他就在那里说主耶稣，谢谢你。
So she gave thanks.
他在那祷告的时候，他就讲十字架。
And while she was praying, she talked about the wonder of the cross.
她说：“主耶稣，谢谢你为我钉十字架。”
She said, Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me.
这个典狱长就听到十字架。
And the chief prison guard heard her statement.
她说：“信耶稣的。”她说：“你到底在干什么？”
So he said, he questioned her, Hey, you Christ believer, what are you doing?
你为什么一直叫十字架？
Why are you keep on making comment about the cross?
她说：“我给你一个考试。”
I give you this question.
如果你能够用一个剪刀。
If you can just use a pair of scissors,
用一刀能够剪出十字架来
and just with one cut, you can make a cross out of the paper,
我就放你走
you will be released.
如果你剪不出来
if you can't,
我明天就把你开就枪毙了
and you'll be shot to death tomorrow.
这样的事情是发生在这个极权的国家
and this kind of thing can only happen in.Country that do not have freedom of worship.
这个姊妹就在监狱里面祷告。
So she started to pray.
她一直在那踱方步，她说：“主耶稣，我不知道怎么办。”
She paced back and forth and didn't know what to do.
她要我用一刀来剪出十字架。
The Lord, He asked me to just make one cut with a pair of scissors and come to the form of the cross.
定十字架。
So Jesus, you were crucified on the cross.
你知道怎么剪出这个十字架。
You will know how to deal with the situation.
求你帮助我，你把智慧给我。
Please give me your wisdom.
主耶稣真的是奇妙。
And Jesus is indeed wonderful.
我现在要剪给你们看。
And I will do that cut for you.
这是什么？
永生。Okay, all the pieces put together, it's a Chinese phrase, eternal life.
有十字架。
With the cross, you have eternal life. What about without the cross? You take the cross out, then it can be changed into another two words. English, hell, 地狱. So it's bilingual. So now you take the cross away, it's hell.
我现在要考各位。
I have a test for you.
中国的文字什么时候造出来的？仓颉是哪一个时代的人？
And when was the Chinese characters formed? It's in the dynasty of Song.
是皇帝那个时代。
Well, way before our time.
这个英文的字母什么时候开始？
When was the English characters formed? When were it formed?
有没有人知道？
Anybody?
不知道没关系，我也不知道。
It's okay, I don't know either.
不过我昨天特别 就去查说仓颉是哪一个时代的，原来是皇帝那个时候，他是一个史记官，他就把这个文字造出来。那我今天我觉得非常奇妙的是
And something marvelous I feel
在文字还没有创造之前
is even before the creation of characters
在神的心目中已经有一个心意要把永生赐给人。
God has in his heart want to give eternal life to the mankind.
甚至于这个英文字母还没有被发现的时候
before the formation of characters of any country.
神已经奇妙的在整个历史的背后有一个安排。
God has already made his arrangement behind all the development of history.
整个关键在于十字架。
And the key is the cross.
有十字架有什么？
When you have the cross, what do you have?
如果没有十字架是什么？
And what is the result without the cross?
这个不是人的智慧可以研究出。
I don't think it's something that can be derived from humankind's wisdom.
难怪圣经说他不愿有一人沉沦。
That's why the Bible tells us that God does not want anyone to perish.
他愿人人都悔改得救。
But he desires all to repent and be saved.
所以整个人类的宇宙人类的世界
Therefore in the entire world
是整个被十字架所控制。
Has been controlled by the cross.
人今天的结局只有两个地方。
And there's only two kinds of ending for all human beings.
这个是神已经预定好的。
And God has predestined that.
有十字架，有永生。
If you have the cross, you have the eternal life.
没有十字架，必定是灭亡。
Without the cross, you will perish.
所以神说，神爱世人。
So God tells us that He loves us the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And He gave His one and only Son to them all.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
So those who believe in Him will not perish but have eternal life.
所以在这里就很简单两个方向。
It's very clear to us. There are only two directions.
信的人有永生。
Those who believe will have eternal life.
不信的人就灭亡。
And those who disbelieve will perish.
决定这两个这两方面只有十字架。
And the factor determines the direction is the cross.
啊，当我想到这些的，我真的是敬拜我们的主。
And I really have to bow down and worship our God.
我们的主实在是太伟大。
He is indeed wonderful and great.
甚至于人还没有文字没有被发明出来。
Even before the forming of characters of each culture,
这个心意启示出来。
God has revealed to us His greatness in His mind.
所以这个宣教士他在主面前祷告。
So while this missionary prayed before the Lord,
神就把这个启示在他的里面。
God revealed this secret to her.
难道这个是巧合吗？
And you think that was just a coincidence?
你有没有发现一点一画都不多也不少？
And there.Every stroke you need for these words are there. Nothing's missing.
每一片都必须用上。
And you have to use every piece of the paper to form the phrases.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在这我要说十字架就是神的大爱。
So I have to tell you, the cross is the love of God.
神的爱借着十字架彰显出来。
And through the cross, God's love is manifested.
甚至我们还没有来到这个地上。
Even before we were born.
甚至我们还没有犯任何一个罪。
Before we commit any crime or sin.
耶稣基督这个十字架的救恩已经完成了。
The salvation of Jesus Christ.Was accomplished.
所以今天我们只要相信耶稣。
The only thing we need to do is believe and accept it.
必定有永生。
Then we will have the eternal life.
如果你不信耶稣。
If we do not believe.
只有灭亡。
The only result we have is to go to hell.
有一次有人就跟我讲。
One time a person shared with me.
他说你们基督教都很好。
He said, you know, Christianity is good in general.
他说有一件事你们基督教太绝对了。
But there's one thing you're too absolute, too extreme.
就信耶稣一定得永生。
Because you claim that believing Jesus, you'll have eternal life.
不信耶稣就一定灭亡。
And if you don't believe, you will perish.
哇，你把其他所有宗教全部都否定了。
So you basically, you deny all the other religions.
我就跟他讲一个故事。
So I told him this.
我说在二次世界大战的时候
During the Second World War
那个时候一战争就有这个最最最容易发生的疾病叫做疟疾
Malaria Common disease for wartime is malaria
那个时候等于是今天的绝症
It's like the uncurable disease in our time
你只要得了这个疟疾没有救的
If you contract the disease, you will die.
后来有人就发明一个叫做奎宁。
And so people invented this medicine called 奎宁。
这个奎宁等于就是说特效药。
It's like a special medicine to treat this particular disease.
我如果告诉你说这个是奎宁。
So if I say here is 奎宁。
是你今天得了这个马来这个疟疾。
And because you have malaria.
但是呢，这个奎宁你只要吃了，你就一定好。
As long as you take this medicine, you're for sure cured.
你不吃呢，你一定死。
If you don't want to take it, you will surely die.
因为这个只有在这个时候，就是只有这个特效药。
Because this is the only effective medicine available.
如果我跟你这样讲的时候，你觉得哇，你怎么那么绝对
？If I tell you this, you think I'm too extreme?
耶稣基督的救恩就是这样。
Same with the salvation of Jesus Christ.
有十架就有永生。
If you have the cross, you have eternal life.
没有十架是什么？
Without the cross, it's nothing but hell for you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们所相信的神实在是又真又活的神
And we are believing a true and living God.
当我看见这个的时候，我真的里面说，主，你实在是又真又活的
When I saw what happened to this piece of paper, I have to acknowledge that He is the true and living God.
甚至主耶稣还没有降生到这个地上
And that's even before the time of Jesus' birth.
700多年以前。
Even before he was born, 700 some years ago.
可以说是人不会纪念这些事情。
And nobody will remember these things.
但是耶稣基督却降生了。
But yet, he was born as prophesied.
耶稣的确为我们钉在十字架。
He was indeed crucified for us.
当主耶稣是成了的时候。
So when he said, it is done.
整个神救赎的旨意完成了。
The entire salvation plan was accomplished.
我们今天只要借着简单的相信。
And all we need to do is to have faith.
主，我相信你。
Simply say, Lord, I believe you.
我接受这个奎宁。
And I want to take this medicine.
我就得到医治了。
I know I can be cured.
如果说你今天说我才不相信这一套。
But if we choose to say, I don't believe this.
结局是什么
What is our result?
没有什么结局你就是灭亡
There's nothing else but perishment
不信耶稣就是灭亡
Without believing Jesus we will perish
如果今天你是一个病人
If you're a sick man today
你只要相信医生所说的
All you need to do is to follow doctor's instruction
当然今天的医生有时候会有错误的
Even human doctors make a lot of mistakes
但是我们这位救主永远不会错的。
But the Savior of ours will never make mistake.
因为经过历史历代多少人经历过这件事。
Because he has been proven true through generations.
因为证明说信耶稣一定得永生。
Prove to us that you will have eternal life.
我们所传的信息就是这个。
And this is the only message we share.
你得到耶稣基督的十字架，你就得到永生。
If you have the cross of Jesus Christ, you will have eternal life.
这就是我们所传的。
And this is the message we preach all the time.
我们感谢赞美主。
And we give thanks and praise to the Lord.
耶稣的确降生在这。
For he has been born on earth for our sake.
你有没有见过主耶稣
？Have you seen Jesus with your eyes before?
我从来没有见过。
Neither have I.
我为什么相信
？But why would I believe?
因为当我一相信
，Because the moment I accept him，
这个奇妙生命的改变就发生在我身上。
And the marvelous change of life occurred in me.
这就是我们的保证。
And that's my assurance.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
我们要传耶稣基督的救恩
We need to share with people the salvation of Jesus Christ.
因为这一个奇妙的福音
Because this marvelous gospel,
虽然是一个老旧的福音
Even though it's a good old news,
但是是一个大能的福音
But it's a powerful news.
能够拯救所有世上相信的人
Which can save all those who believe.
虽然你已经相信了
I know you have believed.
我已经相信了。
I have believed.
但是我还要对主说，我相信你。
But I still want to tell the Lord again and again that I believe.
你要不要对主耶稣说，我相信你？
Do you want to tell that to the Lord right now that I believe you?
这是主耶稣最喜欢听的。
Because it's something Jesus loved to hear.
这个相信是一直持续的相信。
And this belief is a constant belief.
相信不是 past tense.
It's not that I used to believe.
乃是说我一直要相信 believing into.
But I will believe into.
我们一直要相信。
I will always believe in Jesus.
当我们对主有一点认识，我就相信这个。
And I will believe this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们在主面前。
Let us pray together.
主耶稣为我们降生。
Jesus was born for us.
主耶稣也为我们钉死在十字架上。
And he died on the cross for us.
他是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
他已经为我们完成这个救恩。
He has accomplished the salvation for all.
我相信每一位都已经相信他。
And I believe most of us have believed in him.
但是你对主说，我愿意相信你。
But this is the time we can say it again, Lord, I believe.
我要持续继续的相信。
And I will continuously believing to you.
如果这是你的心愿。
If this is what you have in mind.
把你的右手举起来。
Please raise up your right hand.
我们要在主面前说，主，我相信你。
We're doing this to tell the Lord that we believe.
我们都来相信耶稣。
We thank the Lord for we all believe in him.
我们一同在主面前祷告。
Let us pray together.
把手放下。
You can put your hand down now.
我祷告一句，请各位祷告。
I'd like to invite you to repeat after my prayer.
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
你实在是万王之王。
You are indeed the King of Kings.
你是万主之主。
The Lord of Lords.
但是有一天你为着我们的缘故
But for my sake,
你甘心做一个婴孩
You were willing to be born as a baby boy
你来到这个地上
You came into the world
虽然受许多的限制
And you live in extreme confinement
但是你甘心为我们受限制
But willingly you took that
我们感谢你
We thank you
因为你在十字架上
For you upon the cross.
为我们完成了这个救恩。
And finish the salvation for us all.
我今天不需要做任何的事。
So I don't have to do anything anymore.
因为你已经是父神把你当作礼物赐给我们。
Because you are the greatest gift Father God has given to us.
今天早上。
This morning.
我仍然举起我的双手。
And I still raise up my hands.
接受你做我的救主。
Welcome you to become my Savior again.
我愿意一生一世相信你。
And I want to believe in you all the days of my life.
我愿意一生一世来跟随你。
And follow you all the days of my life.
我愿意一生一世来侍奉你。
And serve you all the days of my life.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Jesus.
当世人在那里欢庆你的降生的时候。
When the world is celebrating your birth.
我们也一同在你的面前欢喜快乐。
We also celebrate and rejoice in presence of yours.
我们愿你住在我们的中间。
Oh, we pray that you'll dwell among us.
因为你的名称为奇妙。
And your name is wonderful.
你的名称为测试。
Counselor.
你是永在的父母。
Everlasting Father.
你是和平的君王
and the Prince of Peace.
Oh, 亲爱的主耶稣
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
今天你就住在我们的里面
Live in our hearts today.
住在我们的中间
Among us, in our midst.
你是我们的王
You are our King, Lord.
你掌管我们的教会
And you control our church.
你掌管我们每一个人的生活
And you manage each one of us our lives.
我们谢谢你
Thank you, Lord.
我们赞美你
We praise you.
把荣耀敬拜都来
And give you all the glory and honor and worship.
奉主耶稣基督的
名。In Jesus' name, Amen.
感谢主，我把。
We give the praise to our God.